Hello, and welcome to the Fireborn Inspirations Life Devotional Series, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, as she shares her perspective and wisdom on an array of life-changing experiences which are designed to inspire your heart while often making you laugh, think, and or chuckle. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings and welcome to the introduction to this life devotional series entitled Walking with an Apostle. This life devotional series is the storytelling of my experiences with God, His Word, and His servant, Dr. Audrey Aikens. You will hear how God, in His immeasurable love, led me into a journey of embracing change, letting go of what I thought, and learning that pure love is the greatest power one can experience. So let's talk about the title, Walking with an Apostle. Walking with is a concept that in itself, you have to understand the positioning. Walking with does not mean equality. It has nothing to do with who's better or who's first. It is about relationship. When you walk with somebody, that comes out of a relationship. The disciples walked with Jesus on the earth because they were called to be His disciples by Him, and in that had a relationship that enabled them to walk with Him. Walking with is such a powerful concept. One of the things that I've always found interesting is when you see two people walking side by side together, it sends a message without words. So the reason I named it Walking with an Apostle is because I've had the privilege and the honor to do the same with Dr. Audrey Aikens, God's apostle, as the disciples did with Jesus. I've had the opportunity to walk with her in daily life, which helped me to grow in the knowledge of God, His Word, and His powerful love. One of the definitions of an apostle is His sent one. You need to understand what an apostle is because you may meet them, you may be required to work with them, but they may not have the outside title of an apostle. Dr. Audrey Aikens didn't accept that title for many, many years, but that didn't mean that she wasn't already working in the ministry of being an apostle. So as His sent one, what does that mean? His is defined as owned by God to do whatever He desires, whenever He desires, and how He desires without any discussion. Just sila on that for a minute. How many of us would put ourselves in a situation where we would be willing to live that life without any discussion? Sent means to be marked by God like an arrow to a target. Many years ago, I played around with archery, and I found it fascinating because the way you release the arrow to the target is just as important as the power behind the arrow. A lot of people think, oh, the farther back I pull it, the faster it'll go and it'll hit the target better. That isn't really true. You need to have the aim of the target. And one of the things about God with His apostles is He is very masterful at aiming them. So when we say they are sent, they don't miss their target. One, O-N-E, an individual assigned by God, responsible only to God to bring about God's ordered purpose. So when you look at that all together and you say an apostle is His sent one, God's owned vessel marked to hit and accomplish the assignment as given by God. Now that sounds really, really wonderful. But when you think of your life and the ability for you to do that on your own, you can't. You have to be called by God to walk in that apostleship. So I really, really want you all to understand that the title isn't as important as it is the calling. But for Dr. Audrey Aikens, It was a calling, and it did become a title. In fact, upon meeting Dr. Akins, there were many people that called her apostle. But God never told me to call her that. He told me to call her Miss A. And it wasn't until years later that I understood what it meant. I just knew when we started to do things together, the Lord said, call her Miss A. And my daughter calls her Miss A. Years later, he told me in a very small whisper, the reason I told you to call her that is it stands for my servant, Audrey. And I was just, it was an aha moment for me, because he always spoke to me in times of prayer and just talking with the Lord. He always referred to her as his servant. He never referred to her in her name given on the earth, and he never referred to her as an apostle. He'd always say, do this for my servant. And I was like, okay with that, because I didn't really understand how vitally important it was. But when he said to me that day, you call her Miss A because she's my servant, Audrey. I was like, okay, I understand. Because there were people at that time in her life and my life, she's had many names down through the years. But it isn't important what we call one another as much as it is what God calls us. And he calls her to me, his servant, Audrey. You will hear other stories and lessons learned in this devotional about my struggle to let go of what I thought was right and turned out to be many, many times very wrong. Because see, I'm the kind of person that when I'm taught something by someone that I feel knows more than me, I believe it and I try to live it. But as an apostle, Dr. Akins always pointed me in the direction of what the word said. It wasn't what she said. It's what does the word say? So down through the years in this devotional, you're going to see many times I started out going, well, it's this. And then after the teaching of the word and the revelation of the word and the anointing on the word, I began to go, oh, maybe not. Maybe I need to rethink that. And I encourage you, don't let that voice be silenced by other people, by years and years of thinking you knew something. Be open when the Holy Spirit says to you, well, you might want to think about that. Because it was in those times that my life was radically, radically changed. I look forward to sharing with you my ups and downs, my many circles around my mountains. You know, you've all heard that. You know, I'm going around the mountain again. We all have those experiences, whether we want to admit it or not. I'm a great mountain go-arounder because until I really understand something, I'll continue to circle it. I'll continue to ponder it. I'll continue to put it up to the Lord. So you're going to hear about those. You're going to hear about what a friend of mine always says. We all have issues and choices. These are things that have made up my personal walk with God and his people. But before we close this opening introduction, I want to give you my personal disclaimer to all of my published works, whether it's a podcast, a book, a post, it doesn't matter. When I was in high school, I dabbled with starring in plays. And it was there that I learned that every play is divided into some sort of acts. Act one, act two, act three. And the acts are for the audience. I didn't understand that until I began to really be in the plays. I thought the audience were so that you could change your clothes. I thought that they show you could change sets. That happens during a change of act. But the real purpose that the authors break it out is so that the audience can understand the work and the reason that this author was compelled to write this play. And that author had a hope that the message that the play was producing would impact others to either make them cry, make them laugh, or even maybe just make them look at their own life and the world a little differently. So it's true with this author. The reason I want to share with you my walk, these life experiences, these lessons learned, and my love expressed through that, is that I believe that if we do that with one another, that we can make each other laugh, and we may make each other cry. But I want you to be able to look at your walk with the Lord and your life and the world around you maybe just a little differently. Maybe according to what Ephesians 2:10 says. For we all are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now that may be a scripture that's very familiar to some of you. It wasn't to me. It was a scripture that Dr. Audrey Aikens taught on years ago. And the Lord just breathed on it and said, I'm talking to you. I encourage you to put your name in this scripture. For Jane, you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained that you should walk in them. When I began to put my name in that scripture, I realized I had a destiny. I had a purpose. And I want you to know that. And through these life devotional series, I want you to begin to be confident, if you aren't today, that God has a purpose for your life. Until next time, remember, we craft our life and legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
Did you enjoy that? Well, we thought you would. We also invite you to check out more resources from Jane Babbage by logging onto the website at www.fireborninspirations.com or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, we say thanks again for listening and encourage you to continue to craft your life and legacy daily as it becometh you. This program is produced by Creative Impact, LLC, with all rights reserved.